Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jürgen, the win obviously puts you 5 points clear of third place in the group, so really strong position to wrap up qualification early.
Was the other game a draw?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was 1-0. 1-0 to lose.
Yeah.
How is it then 5 points clear from what?
So you're 5 points clear of Union, who are third.
Oh, of Union?
Yeah, to lose one, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, top two go through, obviously. Anyway, it's probably not a vintage performance in terms of what we've seen in Europe before, but again, you showed that ability to get the job done. I just wonder what you liked about what you saw tonight.
The style and the result, and the goals, the chances we created. What I didn't like was that we lost rhythm after 25 minutes. I don't know exactly, I didn't look on the watch. It's very difficult to keep the rhythm in a game like this, but it's very important. And yeah, it's clear we should have scored before. Should have been 2-0 up when we scored a goal. Scored late, that's fine. Made it a vintage, whatever you want to call it, mature, professional performance. Got the result we wanted, and know we can do better. But on top of that, a lot of good individual things I saw, good performances, Trent back, Kwanzaa first international game, really good. Kosti, much improved. Ibu, long, really good. So we could share with our situation now, because for Sunday we have only of our fantastic five, only three players left for the front line, so we should share. So plenty of positives, but yes, yeah, it could have been better as well. So and we should play better and use our chances more often if we want to be successful in a competition. That's clear, but I'm not angry or concerned or whatever. It's just how it is for today. It was like that, and we know we have to do better. That's it.
Another positive was obviously Ryan Gravenberch's first Liverpool goal as well, but there were more promising signs than just goal as well. Yeah. So he seems to be getting up to speed pretty quick. What are you seeing from him?
Yeah, exactly that. I think it's really obvious how good he is, what a talent he is. He's enjoying the situation, enjoying himself. That's very important. Get step by step all the confidence back. That's really cool to see. He's in the middle of the group. Fits really well to the age group of the majority of the squad, so that's good. That's only positive. We thought he might be able to play 90. We wanted to give him 90, but then we saw now it dropped a little bit and didn't want to go there any risk. So that's why we brought in Dom for a few minutes. But good. Everything goes in the right direction. That's really helpful.
Next one, anyone?
There's a microphone. Sorry.
Yeah. And just on Diogo, after the week he's had, were you pleased to see him get the goal? And also just the whole, how has he dealt with it and the situation?
Very good. How should he deal with it? So I knew that it will be difficult when I yesterday spoke about the other game. I knew, and you proved me again. Everybody just how the world is. I think everybody was here, heard what I said, but everybody understood what obviously something else. It's okay. But if I made the impression yesterday that I was still in the game against Tottenham, I was not at all. That's long ago. We are over that. That's fine. And that's how that Yoga is that as well. And Joel could have played tonight because he's over it as well. So that's all fine. We are not no children or whatever. We just had a few questions to answer and did that. And that's it. And from a focus point of view, it was not a problem to focus on the game. I would say in the game, it was a problem to keep being focused because that's how it looked a little bit. We got a bit sluggish and stuff like this. I didn't like that too much, but that has obviously neither with Diogo or nor with the team anything to do with the last game or the last week. It's just because that's a challenge in football anyway.
Chris.
Just on Endo, Jürgen, was that a plan to take him off after 45? He didn't have an injury.
All three swaps were planned. If he could do it, that was the idea. If he can do it and nobody else has problems, then we'll get these three boys go off.
Jürgen, on Jarrell Quansah, as you say, had a fantastic game today, but I really enjoyed his battle with Rodriguez after he came on, how physical he was. How important is it that that's a trait that he's already got at such a young age to be able to really battle against quick, physical centre forwards?
Yeah, that's part of development. That's if you are not ready for them, then it's difficult to play, to be honest, in adult football. But I was not in doubt about that he is ready for that. It was. And it's all up because of him. It was not a difficult decision for us to line him up tonight. Still young. We have a really good football team together. Means he will get minutes and he will play U21s as well, stuff like this. So, but it's nice to see. It's a joy to watch his development since he's properly with us. He's a really good footballer on the ball. He's outstanding and the chance of Mo in the first half, he would have got the assist. It was top defending, really quick thinking, stepping into it. Probably he feels rather good, I would say, tonight. Rightly so.
Dave, for this one or Brighton? Yeah, go on.
Whatever. Jürgen, I think one of the most impressive things is that you've been able to completely changed the side in midweek, and you're not really seeing sort of a drop off. And I guess that's like must be a real encouragement for you.
I wouldn't say you didn't see a drop. It's not because of different formations. It's just the game is now not a steady development in the right direction. But that was now at Tottenham. It was not perfect as well. So it was just tough. With 10 men, with 9 men, it's obviously not easy, and you cannot really compare it with other games. But no, I'm. I said it before. But always when we speak about these kind of things, a week later we miss 5 players. So this time we spoke so many times. Everybody told me 5 strikers plus a talent, stuff like this, fantastic. So for the weekend we have 3, and one is out for a while, and the other one okay is then back again. But that's how it is. So that's what we need to have. How can we now stand here with not having an injury crisis, what we don't have in a moment? Hopefully it stays like that. And not changing a team. We need a specific amount of players for 4 competitions. That's what we have. And I'm really happy with that. Absolutely. But we changed, I think, 9 times tonight. So it would have been 10 if Kvyat could have played. It would have been 10. Good, important, necessary, because we play in 4 competitions.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.